Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning.
I guess it is morning for them.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I was gonna
good
say
night
a wolf.
To our Chinese listeners.
Yes, our many, many Chinese listeners.
I'm Ray.
I'm Mac.
I'm Jovi.
Big Mike.
I'm Cole.
AKA Ditch Monster.
Are you gonna get a big old slurp in there?
I can. I'm eating noodles.
First podcast episode with
We're going back. Yeah, you're kinda right.
Back to our roots.
We're going back to our roots.
You got a hood school?
Just a chaos filled room.
You do have a hood scoop.
I don't have a hood.
No, on your
I don't have a hood.
Does that make me the podcast host?
Is
the only one with a hood scoop?
Is no hood considered a hood scoop?
No. No hood is no hood. It scoops a lot of air in there.
That's true. That's why it's so fast.
Yeah, but it's
that's why it's so fast.
How fast is it?
Engines are incredibly aerodynamic.
Yeah, it's faster than my Jeep.
Thank you. That's the end of today's episode.
Fair enough.
It's what happened this weekend, guys.
We drove all the way out to Fort Mac.
Northern Bout, baby.
Yeah.
Arguably one of the best events in Canada.
Hands down. Like, if you wanted to go watch something for, like, super raw and fun, entertaining driving, very, very well worth it. And the best part is there's two of them a year. Southern Bout coming soon.
August 1st and 2nd.
Yeah.
8-1 crew. Kill it every time. And there's always a sick halftime show, too.
Yeah.
Which is dope. So the drivers get a break, pits get a break, but the show goes on.
But the spectators keep on loving.
Exactly. What are the dates for Southern Bout?
August 1st and 2nd.
Oh, shit.
Just said that.
Did you?
Yes.
I was too busy tracking my package.
And the Strato Bash is...
He's right there.
Should be like last...
It's the 30th and 31st.
Yeah. Which...
Nice.
I think if we're getting into it, I think that's plans for everyone driving this year. Straddleback?
I would like to. If my car is working properly, then I would like to, yes.
I will be driving, yes.
Ray and I have plans for Strato Bash.
Do we?
We do.
Oh, for Strato Bash. Yeah. No. Are we talking about 881?
No, we were just talking about Strato Bash.
My bad.
Yeah.
I'll probably be driving, yeah. I haven't really decided yet. It's a lot of money.
Yeah,
I just
expensive.
Don't know if it's worth it for me, and I'm also would be okay-ish with just taking videos the whole time.
Fair. I think I'm finding tech the biggest thing. For anyone who doesn't know, I drive a convertible, and that's very frowned upon, apparently.
It's not frowned upon, it's just
a little bit more dangerous.
Yeah.
Womp.
Are you driving Strato Bash?
Maybe. I'm not really driving much at all. In general.
Yeah, this guy asked me to drive his car earlier.
I told him what's wrong with it. Don't worry, guys. Drove this in today. It turns out it's me. Not the car.
I just suck. The car isn't helping. We told you, get a smaller turbo. You want to, like, properly...
19-year-old Michael loves that turbo.
Do every bushing on earth on that thing.
Highly recommend.
They were done 10 years ago.
Yeah, they were. And you can tell. You can tell from the inside and from the outside.
If there's anyone that can talk
that
about
is,
bushings, I had Bluetooth engine mounts for all of last season.
Bush?
Did I say bush? Bluetooth bush? Is that what I said?
Nice.
No, I said bush.
Nice!
Bush is just like a toupee for, you know?
Okay, we're marking explicit on this one.
We were going to after your slurp fest over there.
That was
more
traffic.
It's all over my face now.
Yeah. It's okay, honey's licking my toes.
Won't be the only thing.
And yes, she is talking. What the fuck?
But Scoops After Dark, baby.
Yep.
What?
After Dark.
I guess it is
dark.
Ish.
So what were some of the highlights from the weekend?
It was a... Michael, don't we're gonna get in a fight if you bring up what you're about to bring up, and I don't want to deal with it.
What are you about to bring up?
I think I know what number one highlight was for a specific someone in this room.
judging by
he's watched this clip, I think, at least once every 5 minutes for the last 2 days now.
Well,
yeah,
that was
drive home.
That was at the end of the event. We'll get to that last.
Yeah.
So,
Marco qualified pretty decently.
Really well.
I thought you were just
awesome.
I thought you were just gonna leave it at Marco qualified.
Like, I mean, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, he qualified pretty well, which was nice to see.
Yeah.
Better in the car.
Tied second with qualifying.
Yeah,
with
and then
Brandon Strong.
Yeah, which is pretty impressive. And then he got his bye run, and then his top eight battle was against Mark Dunbar, and it was a really close battle.
It was.
I personally think it should have been one more time. Obviously, I'm pretty biased there, but it was pretty close. And then, yeah, that was it for us running. We did,
practice went
then,
pretty well on
yeah, practice
Friday.
Also went really well. Both days, I think they were pretty good.
And Grassroots, we watched Grassroots Friday.
Yeah, I wasn't there for Grassroots.
Marco, Brett, myself, that was incredible to watch. Everybody,
it looked fantastic.
Everybody that did Grassroots did amazing. So props to them. I was very jealous. I was asked multiple times why I didn't bring my car, and immediately regretted it when the questions were asked.
I thought you were, to be honest.
I was pretty close during the week, but I wasn't feeling very well early on in the week, so it was kind of hard to get prepped for it, but it is what it is.
Now you know for next time.
I do know for next time. I am 110% doing it next time.
But then we just kind of got to watch the event. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was
really
sick.
It's always a fun event.
Speaking of driving.
Everybody was driving really well again.
Yeah,
one
person specifically. I think Brett absolutely killed it. Second pro event.
Yeah,
and
did really well.
Yeah, ended up placing fourth.
He was super consistent.
Ended up doing like 2 one-more times with Mark Dunbar. And yeah, they were just on each other the whole time. Like, I would say that's probably one of the closest battles I've ever seen consistently.
And like for his first year, pro drifting, yeah, absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, could not have asked for it any better.
No. He's driving really, really well.
Yeah.
Honey is going to town on my feet right now.
Nasty.
Nice.
Yep.
But, yeah, the vibes are always good there.
And then, after the event, they did open practice.
Yes.
Jovi. Which was super fun. I was really mad that I didn't bring my car as well, just because I wouldn't have done Grassroots, but I totally would have sent a couple runs in the free practice after if I was allowed.
Yeah.
It looked like a super fun course. But everybody was driving sick again. It was super sick to see.
So I got permission from JC, Corey, and Marco to drive the pro car.
Who's JC?
JC runs the event.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that did the Logan Paul intro on that video today.
Yeah. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, go check out Ray's edit. Absolutely
video.
Incredible.
What an awesome...
I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah, what an awesome intro clip.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I got permission to drive the pro car. Bearing in mind, I've never driven anything hard with more than 300 horsepower. So jumping in like a 700 horse pro FD level spec car for the first time was a little nerve-wracking. But I feel like I did really well, and it was absolutely incredible experience.
I feel like you did really well. This is the only time you've talked about it without giggling.
I'm trying not to, like,
Jovi,
have an ego on online
Jovi
presence.
Jovi also posted a clip of his first run out that you can go watch on his Instagram, and then you can judge for yourself.
Yeah, go
but
check the
video. But he did fantastic. It was...
Thank you.
Pretty.
It looked
pretty
really
incredible.
Good.
Yeah.
I was. I know you're a good driver. I love you, but I was not expecting that.
I was definitely.
I
definitely rolled up to the line.
You to
like
do well, but I didn't expect that.
Yeah. I mean, like critiquing myself. I know everywhere that I went wrong, and I know.
Yeah.
I'm frustrated internally with it.
And I knew you would do that on your second run. So your first run looked like what I thought your second run would look like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was so much more room for improvement, but that's just me being harsh on myself, but...
Also, your first time ever driving the car.
First time driving the car, I didn't do a sight lap, The only time I've ever driven that car before was like to put it in the trailer or in and out of the shop. I've never like actually driven it past like 10 kilometers an hour.
Drove it around the block once.
Yeah, you've driven it.
Yep. Mac, you've driven that car more than I have. I have never driven that car.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to do it again.
Do you think you're gonna?
I think there's a chance.
Is the car going to practice this week?
No.
Okay.
No, I think we're going to the practice the week before Agassiz, just to kind of finalize some things, I think.
But the car's like in good shape. Like, you didn't
yeah, like the car's doing great. Like, we've got a couple of things that we kind of want to fine tune. But it's just being picky at this point.
Yeah.
The car's had zero issues all year so far, so good. Yeah.
Sick.
So excited for the next round. Agassiz's gonna be interesting. It's new layout for Spec D. They've not run there professionally before.
Marco's excited for that course though.
Yeah.
He likes it a lot.
Has he been running it on the sim?
Yeah, he's done a couple laps on the sim. I've done a couple laps on the sim. We've kind of both given each other some spark notes and opinions on it.
Feedback.
I prefer the inverse layout going on the other bank, I think that's the south bank that I prefer running, and we're running the north bank.
Mm.
I think the wall is going to be really punishing. I think we're going to lose a few drivers to that. It's not quite, like, Rad Talk, it's kind of like, okay, you got a little bit of leeway with the grass, you know, like, if you're lucky. But Agassiz is going to be one and done kind of thing.
It's going to make for some long days if you have to drag guys off the course all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a rough one, but I'm excited. I think it's going to be fun. It looks really pretty out there, too, so...
I'm sad I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'm very sad.
Not too late.
True. True.
Anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
Fort Mac was too far for me. I am not
like,
sitting
fuck
in
that.
12 hours one way, no thank you.
You don't want to do that with me?
Are you driving?
Or
are you flying?
I'm probably going with Jovi and Marco in the truck.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I won't be doing that.
Or I'm flying.
Make a grip up.
I'm not on driving.
It's fine. I'll drive. I got my techniques to stay up.
Will Cole being there make it easier or harder?
I can help.
True. True. It's a dangerous game.
Yeah. Jovi, how is your new 240 going?
Quite well.
Have we talked about the 240?
Yes
we did.
Introduced it last time.
Okay.
At the very end of the podcast.
Yes, at the very end of the podcast, we introduced the 240 that he got that day.
A couple days before.
Yeah.
Hadn't touched until.
Yeah, well, we did a little bit of work on it last weekend, switching subframes.
And front clips.
Yeah, and front clips.
And a bunch of other shit.
Yeah, so kind of...
I was just on jack stands for the weekend while you guys were gone.
Yeah, because I didn't quite get the wrist.
Was it on jack stands all weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Or did it maybe come off them for a bit?
What do you mean?
He's referring.
Yeah,
he's referring to when
your call for help.
Oh, yeah! I absolutely forgot about that. Oh my god!
We talked about that last week, I think.
Did we?
I think so.
Because it was that day, wasn't
it? It was the day that we recorded the podcast that it happened.
Maybe that's why it just didn't flicker into my brain.
I woke up.
Well, see, I was confused because when you guys were gone, Jovi and I talked on the phone, and he said, "Is the car still on jack stands?" And I was like, well, I didn't fucking swap the foot subframe, so yeah. And he was like, well, I don't know, maybe it fell off. And then Michael started saying that, and I was like, did he put it back on jack stands and just not tell anybody?
I was just kind of thinking, like, maybe Michael for a bit just came over and took it off jack stands.
That'd be a great bit.
And then left.
Yeah. It is something Michael would do.
It is.
Just put different jack stands under it.
Swap it out with a different 240.
he's gonna have a pink one with green wheels in his garage.
No, it's gonna be a Volvo 240.
Yeah.
The superior driving platform.
We'll find out tonight.
Not the superior driver.
Yeah. TLDR, I woke up to 14 missed calls from Jovi, and I think 6 from Michael, and was like, what the fuck? So I tried calling both of them back. Neither of them answered. So I was like, okay, well, I guess it must be fine. Or they would have, like, texted me if something was going on. And then Mac came upstairs, like, an hour after I woke up and was like, so you don't want to answer your phone? I was like, what are you talking to? What are you attacking me for? What? I don't know what happened. Apparently, either in my sleep I was hanging up on Jovi or my phone was just bugging out. Because he said I kept hanging up on him. And I was dead asleep. So,
and there was a car on top of Jovi.
Yeah, somewhat.
Yeah. And then I dropped the front subframe out, and the rear jack stands were, like, in front of the rear axle, so, like, on the end of the frame rails. And I forgot that this car has a full tank in it. And an S13, the tank is, like, right in the back. So all the weight transferred to the back and started lifting off the front jack stands. So I was, like, under the car, hanging onto the bottom, like, of the rad support, trying to stop it from tipping back and falling off. And then I was trying to call Ray. Nothing was going through. So I called Michael, because Michael was doing a garage sale. And sniped him for an hour from Casey. And had him come over and help me reposition the jack stands.
I think your phone, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's a Samsung to Apple thing, but when... I noticed this another time. When Jovi calls you, it does cut off for him mid-ring. Like, literally mid-ring, and send it to voicemail. And I know this because he tried to call you to wake you up one day last week.
And it did the same thing?
It did the same thing. He said, look, he's fucking hanging up on me. I told you. And I was like... It's like, it's 6:30 in the fucking morning.
Yeah,
like, it rings like twice.
It rings like twice, and then
I don't know what to tell you. It's not me, though.
Well, you're not answering, so it is you.
Exactly. What?
You're not answering, so it is you.
No.
Yeah, answer. I'm
asleep. I don't know it's ringing. If my phone rings, and it's one of...
What's the point of having a phone, then?
If my phone rings, and it's not my mom... I am immediately worried, and I answer it. Because we don't use our phones as phones.
Then why have a phone?
For when I'm awake, dipshit! It doesn't wake me up. I can't do anything about that.
All of 3 hours in a day?
Like, fuck off. How are we fucking silent right now? There's 5 of us in this room.
So Monaco was this weekend?
Yes, Monaco was this weekend.
Did you guys watch the race today?
No, I did not. I watched the highlights afterwards. Highlights were really good. Jovi said it was a really boring race, though, to watch whole thing.
I mean, it was
Monaco. Highlights were good. Lewis was really angry on radio at one point, which was really funny.
That's pretty common these days.
No, like, he was really angry.
Oh, no,
really?
That was Alonso.
That was Hamilton. Hamilton was on radio fucking screaming at some point when he was coming into the pits.
I don't remember.
It was Lewis. And then afterwards, the sassy ass fucking message he got from his radio guy.
No, that was him.
Or that was him.
That was Lewis asking, like...
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
No, it's Lewis saying, are you mad at me?
And then it was just silence. Which is crazy. Imagine Can you stop making other noises?
Michael's doing Michael things.
Michael is doing Michael things.
Michael's stimming.
It's just because Michael doesn't understand F1.
He's got...
Don't worry, neither do I.
I understand F1 just fine. It's fucking tire strategy and tire compounds that gets me.
Well, they introduced a new rule in Monaco this year.
About tires?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind
Fuck!
Of.
I'm so confused.
They made it so every race is technically mandatory one pit stop because you have to run two different compounds of tires. So, which means at some point you have to stop to change your checkers.
Does that include sprints?
No.
No.
This is just regular.
That's why it's called a sprint. That's because there's no mandatory pit stop.
But Monaco, at the last, I don't know, 1,000 years, people have been complaining that Monaco is super boring because it's too tight. There's no, like, room for on-track overtaking except for, like, one spot. So to try to, like, spice things up this year, they introduced a mandatory 2 pit stop rule. So you have to run not 3 different compounds, but you have to run 3 different sets of tires in the hopes that that would spice it up a little bit. Maybe introduce some more strategy, which from my understanding, it was still a pretty classic Monaco.
Yeah, it was pretty classic.
Except Lando got his Monaco win.
Yes, Lando did get his
Monaco win. Did he jump in the water? I haven't seen the celebration yet.
I haven't seen any celebration yet.
Probably, like, flew immediately to, like, Texas Roadhouse. It seems like such a Zac Brown thing to do.
It does.
Yeah, let's go to Hooters.
I was literally going to say Hooters.
Okay, speaking of Hooters. There is a place.
Wow, is this the most animated we've been the entire time?
There
podcast.
Is a restaurant.
Because I was very passionate about this on the way back from
there
Fort
is, you don't know how passionate we are about Hooters. First of all, this weekend we were driving through Boyle, Alberta.
Shout out to Boyle.
Whoever the fuck that is. I was looking at the town on maps and there was a Hooters that popped up. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, no, there's no Hooters in Canada anymore.
And right away.
And
we
I
know this
like,
because we already had this
discussion.
Yes,
we already had
couple
this
years
discovery
ago.
And discussion. And I was like, what the fuck? It turns out, through a long time, because of how slow the data is out there, we discovered that it was just a different restaurant called Hooters.
What?
Somehow. I don't know how. It was like a mom-and-pop shop.
Yeah, it's Hooters Truck Stop.
Yeah, it's a truck stop. But there was the top review is like 4.5 stars. Or not the top review, but a recent review was positive, and it was like, I love this place, I love taking my mom here for breakfast. So I was like, I feel like this is not
the
Hooters that we're looking for.
Well, the
maybe his mom's just really cool.
There was a description for it, and I was trying to find it, but it's gone. It was really funny.
But in 2023, after Calgary Driven...
Oh my god.
No. Yeah, no, Calgary Driven. It was Calgary Driven in 2023. We
was
wanted,
it 23 or 22?
It was 23.
Okay.
We wanted to go to Hooters because I think I saw it on maps or somebody saw
because
it on maps.
Because why do you want to go to Hooters?
Well, also because it's Hooters. And it's in the name. I don't have to explain myself here.
None of us had been. We thought it would be really funny to go.
It would be awesome to go. It was mainly the two women in our group that wanted to go. And it wasn't... We fucking showed up at the address that was, like, on maps. Like, it was there.
We circled the block so many times.
So many times looking for it. And it was, long story short, it was shut down.
Yeah. But
we did try to go to a different one that popped up on maps that was like, this is definitely shut down, but we're going to go anyways, just in case.
Okay, the closest Hooters to us...
Spokane.
Saskatoon.
Saskatoon?
What?
Road trip.
Yeah.
Road trip.
How close is that?
You want to go to Agassiz. But
from
you go
here,
to...
it's 5 hours and 11 minutes.
Hey, to be fair, when we found out there was a Hooters in Boyle, I went from 120 to 170 pretty quickly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
So is it a real Hooters or is it...
It's a real Hooters.
Is it secretly shut down like the...
No, because the one in Edmonton says permanently closed.
It is. I saw it yesterday.
You go...
You're not allowed to question us anymore then.
About what?
I just
I was
like to
at
go to
the Canadian Tire across the street from the Hooters.
I just like to go to the Hooters parking lot and think about what could have been.
Yeah.
My only experience at Hooters, though, is I was probably 12 or 13, and my dad brought me there. And, like, I didn't know why Hooters was exciting yet.
So your dad took both of our breaths away.
And, so, yeah, I was just like, this place sucks. Like, the wings are mid, and the girls are kind of annoying. Because I wasn't there yet, like...
You hadn't hit puberty yet.
No, I didn't know why I was supposed to enjoy Hooters.
Yeah, fair enough.
Only time I've been, I still have the picture with the waitress. Man, she was a rocket.
You look like the type of guy that says a Hooters picture is your Facebook profile picture.
I'm going to change that right now. That's an awesome idea.
There's more Hooters in England than there is in Alberta.
How many are in England?
Quite a few.
I didn't know Hooters was foreign cuisine.
How many Hooters in the U.S.? There are 305 Hooters locations.
And they can't even spare one for Edmonton.
Interesting.
Actually, that's where I went to.
Was it Florida?
It was in Florida.
Yeah, of course it was.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
I went to a Hooters when I was, like, 9.
Yeah, and then you fucked one of the waitresses.
My dad took me with my mom.
There's...
What?
Yep. There is a lot to unpack there.
Yep.
I'm not going to get into it.
There's 4 Hooters in China.
What? Why are you laughing, Joby? Why are you laughing, Joby?
Because they're all going to be bolt-ons.
That maybe one is one. That is maybe one place where Hooters could be considered foreign cuisine.
Yeah.
This is not a good episode for us.
I got a work visa for Hooters in China. Could you imagine having to go over there and train the staff? Because you know, like franchisee?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're obviously going to be, like, Hooters franchise in China. Mm-hmm. So you're going to send a bunch of, like, white Florida girls to China.
We should start a franchise on, like, one of those, like, uncontacted islands. And just see how it fucks them up developmentally. Like, they might invent smartphones next week if we send the Hooters there.
Where?
To, like, an uncontacted island.
There's that one. Yeah. It could be a good experiment.
They might stop cannibalism if we bring
They could,
there.
Yeah.
Or it gets way worse.
Ooh, that's a dangerous game.
Yeah, sorry.
It's gonna be a lot of meat.
Yeah.
Sorry, we won't insure your waitresses anymore.
Brett's gonna love this episode.
Yeah.
There's
Glickenhaus made its Le Mans car street legal, and you can buy one.
How much?
Is the car news. No, we're not allowed to find out, because that is the rule.
A lot of money.
The biggest Hooters in the world.
Casey,
you can leave it there.
Shut the fuck.
All right.
And who's that?
My lovely girlfriend.
Yeah. Guess where it is.
I want to say Vegas?
Texas.
No one knows.
Oklahoma.
No.
It is in the States, right?
No.
It's not in the States.
It's not in the States. It's
Korea.
In Liverpool.
I was going to say England. Fuck.
Seats 300.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Anyway. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was reading fun facts about Hooters.
That's pretty much all we were doing, too, but we were just making them up.
We just weren't fact-checking.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Don't need to do that.
No.
No, this is a podcast.
Definitely not.
Sure.
Crazy that 1 year ago you were in Monaco.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
I've been thinking about it, for sure. It's been very interesting. I haven't brought it up because I'm not a douchebag that you two are giggling at. But yeah,
sprinting through the streets trying to catch your Uber in another country.
That would have been
dropping your phone down.
About now, or like about now, or like an hour ago or something. I don't remember what time it was for you guys. I don't remember what time it was for me either.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I had the most like devastating nightmare event happen to me.
Oh my god!
What
on the weekend?
This is.
Drove by
like
a
close down
Hooters.
Yeah, we already talked about
this weekend.
Joby.
Yeah, when we were at Burger King. Public washroom.
Oh my god. I forgot about this.
Public washroom. Dropped a nasty shit. No TP.
Yeah.
That's why you always check before you start.
Within 1 minute, I got 2 text messages, a Snapchat message, and then a phone call. With all at the, immediately at the same time.
It was terrifying.
I know it was terrifying.
I
don't blame
you.
I know
how I feel on Wednesdays when I drive you to shit.
Fuck. We gotta start deadbolting the door and going in through the garage, I think.
I can't, I don't remember the garage code.
Take one of the openers.
Do they work?
Yeah, I got one in my car.
Why?
The only reason I use it is for Wednesdays, if I or Thursdays, sorry, for drift practice. If I forget the jack, I fucking bomb home and then back up to the garage, open the garage door, grab the jack, throw it in my car, and then leave immediately. And don't go in the house. That is the only time I use the garage door opener.
Speaking,
but it's pretty convenient.
Speaking of drift practice, me and Jovi.
Yep.
Fingers crossed, tandems all night long.
Riding doors.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks for leaving me out of that, boys.
Come on, go tandem with me, guys. So,
I mean, there's a
by
lot
that
of...
logic, you qualified first.
Yeah.
In your weird drift rules.
Yeah, you should. You
true.
Should explain that. So
that's true. Finally, a topic
in,
worthy. So I've fixed anybody who finds themselves bored at drifting competitions. I've pretty much fixed it, okay? Head-to-heads are stupid. Competition brackets are stupid. Point scoring is stupid, okay? First day, everybody has a qualifying lap. Second day, you put all 16 people on the track at once, and you pick your favorite. That's it. Purest motorsports.
I'm in.
And it's reverse grid, so the worst qualifier gets
yes.
to lead the pack.
Yes.
Hell yeah. I'm in.
I've been fighting him on this for 2 days now.
It's...
Why are you against it?
Thank you.
Why are you for it?
Yeah, it's such an awful idea.
Just for the vibes, man.
Yes, and I agree
Thank
with
you,
that.
And that's all drifting's about.
Yeah, I thought drifting was... I thought we
I
were
agree
KDF
with that.
Over here.
I 100% agree with that, but there are some people that want to compete. And the competition has to be... I don't see another way to judge it the way that it is.
Watch,
I don't really see an issue with the way that it's
You
good.
Watch
it is.
Everybody at once, and you go, that guy was coolest, give him 10 grand.
No, it's... You're just wrong about how... I don't want to fucking yell at you about how drifting is judged again
I
for the
know
third
how
fucking
it works,
time.
And it
no,
sucks.
You clearly don't.
Hey, Jovi, can you please say the same comment that you said earlier?
Michael, you're really smart, but you have some of the dumbest fucking ideas.
Some of the dumbest ideas.
Checkmate. How is that checkmate? It's not.
Well, you can't take his queen. She's already dead.
Here is the solution. Here's my solution. To fix a problem that Michael has for some reason. There just needs to be more... What did you say? Height?
For people listening that don't get that, Michael's 5'11".
Whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa!
So it's
fun
to make fun of his height. Yeah.
What am I, like, 6'5"?
Oh, I should be, like, 10.
the solution, and I agree with the solution...
Thank you.
...is that... There just needs to be more bash days and
yeah.
more fun events that are just for having fun, and that's for spectators. Competition drifting is for the competitors. Like, it should be a good show as well, yes, but, like, the reason it's happening is because the people that are in it want to compete.
And they
and
can.
They get heated
all at once,
it.
Like every other motorsport.
No, it's not like every other motorsport. I've said that phrase 4 fucking times. It's like he's rage baiting me, but he actually feels this way, and that makes me more angry. That pisses me off more.
I gave you guys a view into my twisted mind, and you've mocked me.
I hate it. yeah.
Basically, the takeaway is, if you're wanting to go spectate a drift event, make sure it's a bash day if you want carnage.
Yeah.
Or
an 8-1 event. They're all pretty good. They're also competitions, but they throw a lot of fun shit in there and do free practice afterwards, and they get fucking wild in there. They're running like... you got your wish. Like, at Northern Bout, they were going like 4 or 5 deep in the practice afterwards.
Yeah, we get it. I wasn't there.
There are other opportunities to see that.
Yep. I sent Michael a Snapchat of Ray and I cuddling because we had to sleep in the same bed. And
yeah, Cole and I slept in the same bed.
Yeah, he
same
was pretty,
bed.
He was pretty distraught about that.
I was distraught?
No, Michael was.
Oh,
yes.
I've never
I think
so
I said something like, suck on it, loser. Something like that.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yep.
To Michael, not to me.
Yeah.
To be clear there.
And then right at, and then,
I'm so glad you clarified that.
And then right after that picture, I went and blew up the fucking bathroom.
You did.
My BK run killed me. Holy. I was stressed that Corey in the next room was going to start killing himself laughing because he could hear me.
I'm going to ask him tomorrow if he heard you shitting.
Oh, I believe it, man. I swear, it's like, what are the really big jugs for, like, water dispensers? Like, you tip that thing upside down, and I swear that's what it sounded like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a deep tone.
Nothing's more humbling than being in a public washroom, and you make the guy next to you giggle.
You know what's worse? Is when they're having a loud shit, and then they laugh at you.
Yeah.
I hate public washrooms so much.
Have you ever made somebody gag in a public bathroom?
No.
One time.
Dude.
I got it one time.
Oh, I believe it. You gassed us out on the way home.
In the Vancouver airport of June, of, or no,
dude,
February, March, whenever I went to Mexico this year, I in the Vancouver bathroom on the way home, I fucked somebody's day up.
Not in a public washroom, but I'm pretty sure I've done it in this house.
Oh, I've gagged at your shits before, yeah. It was in the old house, but yes, I remember one quite clearly.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was the cat, and then I looked in the litter box, because that's also in the bathroom, and there was nothing in the litter box.
But Vancouver airport washrooms, it's something's always going on in there.
Every airport bathroom.
Yeah,
yeah,
I've been
everywhere.
Searched in one.
Where?
You've been what?
By a security guard?
Yeah, by the police.
Someone searching Joby's prison wallet.
No, like they had the dog.
That was really good.
So some blind dude.
No, they just made me like fucking go. They went through my pockets and my fucking bag and shit.
Holy shit!
It was like one of the sniffer dogs. And two cops.
A cop walked into a bathroom. Joe was like, "Ah, fuck!" and just started stripping.
It was the accent. They heard his accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been searched a lot at airports, surprisingly.
Okay.
Every time we've moved here, I've been stopped and searched.
Were they women?
No.
So what you're saying is traveling with you is going to be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Well, when I did my training for Kira, I didn't get stopped. But.
Yeah, but you weren't going through any borders.
No, that's true.
You guys doing anything car-related for your honeymoon?
No, not really. Nothing's planned.
Just 8-6 is a must.
For the wedding, yeah.
For the wedding.
Yeah.
For the honeymoon, they're going to go somewhere.
Oh.
I think.
Not right away.
No,
not
we're
right
just
no,
going to do
right.
stuff around the city
and do a little
catch up
staycation.
Yeah.
Honeymoon, which will probably be like a day or so of like doing date stuff. And then he'll probably be working on the Corolla the rest of the time.
Yeah, I can already see that.
Or the
no,
240.
I'm not doing that.
No.
No, I'm
not
doing
no.
Unless
or.
Parts show up.
Okay. He's going to order parts right before.
He's going to order wheels and a
the
suit.
Whole,
the
whole
wedding reception
list.
He's going to be like on his
own. Yeah.
Arriving September 16th.
Ooh.
Perfect. No.
Took a week
the
off
whole
work.
Registry for the wedding is just going to be car parts.
No, it's money.
For car parts.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Uh-huh.
We've talked about going to Japan, but weirdly enough, we've actually talked about going elsewhere first. And then we're also talking about going to Montreal next year, so.
Yeah. think it's just
Montreal is not a great honeymoon, I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
I love Montreal, but...
On your honeymoon experience.
I don't think you're...
Yeah, how many honeymoons have you been on?
None, but I've been to Montreal a few times, and I wouldn't want to spend a honeymoon there.
That's true.
Michael, what's your hometown like?
Well, I'm not there, so...
I see.
Fair point.
Oui, oui.
I'm so glad you weren't born in...
Full stop.
In Quebec.
Yeah, no, that's pretty real. Yeah. I went to Quebec once. I was a victim of a hate crime when I was there.
Can you tell this story?
Yeah,
okay.
So it was my French class in middle school. Every couple of years we would do like a trip to Quebec to work on
our
French.
Just a class for you?
Yeah, that's my language arts class.
Yeah.
And I was in a convenience store, and I'm like 13 or 14, so my French is bastardized to the fullest extent. And I guess like Quebec French isn't the same as like French in France. And we were learning France French.
Yeah, I learned that in school too, and I don't fucking know why they would teach us that.
So I'm in a convenience store, and I'm like, I'm kind of stumbling my way through asking where like the Sour Patch Kids are or something like that. And I dropped an English word, and this older French lady, like mid-60s, fucking went ballistic on me, told me not to use English and to get out of the store. Yeah, she's like, we speak French here, and then kicked me out. And then like called me a bunch of slurs in French. And that was the most I learned while I was in Quebec, was those words she spoke.
Interesting.
Yeah, so.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a great place to honeymoon.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, they are.
I'm really English speaking.
Yeah, and you might get assaulted.
Be like, back in the day?
What the fuck? What?
Goes there to reclaim England's land.
Yep.
No.
Michael, how's your car coming?
Actually, really good. I kind of like was struggling last. Do people know? Did we talk about my car?
Not really, because you didn't have it running by the time.
That's true. Yeah, so I've got a 1984 Volvo 245, so nice little station wagon. A couple years ago, I started.
Not little.
No, that thing's pretty large and in charge.
It's pretty long.
Yeah, so I started building it to be a drift car when I had started university, and I kind of just like went over my head, cut the fenders off the car, pulled the engine and a bunch of stuff a few years ago, then got so caught up in school, hadn't touched it for like 2 years, and then finished school, jumped right back into it, finished building it. 2 weeks ago, got it running and driving, big turbo, standalone ECU.
The day before the first drift practice.
Yeah, I was driving to drift practice.
Second.
Driving to drift practice, doing pulls on Highway 2 to tune it. On the way there.
Yeah.
Got to drift practice. The car drove like shit and fixed all those issues. Was just me. The car is probably fine. I'm not a good
driver. Well, having a car you can...
Yeah.
Having a consistent car. Even if it's braking consistently, but as long as it's consistent, your car was nothing close to consistent.
No.
The first drift practice.
But on the bright side, it is faster than Range G, and that was the goal of the build.
Yep.
If anyone wants to race a sleeper Volvo this week, hit me up. Because I built a drag car by accident.
Still tuning it.
Yeah.
Anybody would go for pinks?
No.
That's a loss, even if you win.
I'm stuck with a fucking Volvo.
Yeah.
And then Jovi did his beam swap, and now I'm slowest car in the group.
Yep.
Yep.
Sucks to suck.
Yep.
You don't think you could take the cross track?
No,
you could take the Metro. You probably have. Yeah, you
no,
can take the Metro.
I don't even know about
that.
No,
you 100% can. Yes. Yes, you can take the Metro. A cyclist can.
I was overtaken by a cyclist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I've got one underneath my belt.
You probably have the most well set up drift car, though.
Yeah, I would say consistency-wise, yeah, I probably have one of, or if, the most solid cars.
Out of our group, yes.
Yep.
For a drift car, you have.
I mean, saying that I've ditched it twice and there's been no damage.
That's...
Actually, no, three times.
I keep, like, not bringing things up that you wouldn't want to talk about, and then you bring them up.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's
the best policy.
Yeah, there's a meaning behind how I got the name Ditch Monster, and I would say how it all started was putting all three of my different cars in the ditch in the span of 2 months.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Two of them were within like a week of each other, weren't they?
One of them is really nice.
The Lexus home?
What?
Yeah, it was the night you took the Lexus home.
No, I didn't do that.
Yeah, it was.
No,
it was
the
pretty,
first time putting
no,
the Lexus
it wasn't
in the
night,
ditch.
But it was pretty soon after you bought it, though.
Did I put it in the ditch? Okay, hold up. How many times did I put the Lexus in the ditch? Now I don't even know. I thought it was three. I thought it was the
three
one.
Three is a crazy amount.
I didn't even know it was three.
It was like one. Dude, it was like the day you got it or the day after, and we were all like, "For fuck's sake!" Like we were all mad at you.
I don't.
Like, you just bought this thing.
I don't think it was that.
To be fair, that thing is awesome.
It is.
What a solid unit. 1,000%. No, it wasn't hitting a ditch. It was me drifting, and I clipped a corner and fully destroyed the corner of it and destroyed my windshield washer
tank.
Yes,
you did do that.
That's what it was.
That's right.
The first time ditching it was me having or doing it right in front of the dude's driveway, and he pulled me out with his skid steer. Luke... If you'll never be listening to this. Shout out Luke. What a G.
The dude that you bought the car from?
No.
Oh.
No.
Who?
That's the guy who rescued me when I really badly ditched
it. Oh.
And still not a speck of damage. Other than the front bumper, which I already cracked, so.
I think the worst story I've heard about someone just buying a car is my buddy Carson had a Supra with a 7M in it, and for some reason it was making way too much boost on a stock car. And the guy didn't even get out of, like, the cul-de-sac before he blew the engine.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
He fucking floored it on the way out. And
nice. It and just destroyed
gave
it.
Out.
Yeah. That's how the shop GTR, Corey's GTR, got the name Smokey. He freshly imported the car. It's a much longer story, but long story short, he freshly imported the car. Didn't really know shit about JDM cars at the time. Like, this was a long fucking time ago. And there was a manual boost controller in it. And so he just, like, turned it up a little bit. He was like, oh, it's faster. Then he turned it up, like, a bit more. He was like, holy shit, this thing's a rocket. Then he turned it all the way up. And then he was like, holy fuck. And then he finished the pull, looked at his mirror, and it was just... an ungodly amount of smoke.
And they thought it was so funny,
like,
that they kept doing it.
Yes.
And that engine and turbo setup survived a long time like that, too.
Yes.
That's crazy.
But it would smoke everything.
And then he learned everything about them and then built the Smokey that is now today, which is 700 to the wheels on E.
Yeah.
And fucking awesome. Like, works. Works very well.
Apparently the car used to be black.
Yeah, I heard that too. It was also like kind of just a car that was built out of a bunch of random shit they had laying around. Like, it was a zombification, because that car that they blew up, they just parked at the shop and then parted out, basically, whenever they needed parts for customer GTRs.
Yeah.
They just like parted it out because they just had the car for a couple of years, and then they decided to rebuild it, and it was just a Frankenstein.
It sounds like,
but
stuff
it's a,
I do.
It's a fantastic, like, it looks mint. And you could, like, I can't tell at all that it's pieced together like that.
It's cool.
It's very cool. Yep. June 7th, come to Driven. Triple S will be there.
As Edmonton.
Why'd you just fucking grunt? You get to be me from before when you were running shit.
Are we friends
with... You just show up and then just...
Are we friends with the Driven people?
I'd say acquaintance.
We're acquaintances. We can talk about that after June 7th. Yeah.
I just don't know if I'm a car show person anymore.
I'm not really either.
Bro touches a pro car once.
True.
Yeah.
It's like,
I definitely
fuck grassroots.
My gripes with the car community are gripes with people that don't drive their cars, which is car show people.
Yeah, I'm kind
of. I there is certain cars that I will accept for people to make to look at, and build to look at, but at the end of the day, you should build a car to drive it, and you should drive it.
I should set up
like
a presentation that's saying like how to ditch your car 101.
I would.
Yes.
You should do a video for that.
That'd be awesome.
I would much rather go to a car show that is just every single person's drift car from like Pro Spec to Michael's car. I think that would be an awesome car show.
That'd be pretty sick.
It's because that's the fun shit. It's like seeing how people do things. And like every car show car is just
wow, dude.
Some bolt-ons and
body
like,
kit.
Like yeah, there's
oil
different
overs,
like
and some wheels.
Yeah, like there's different styles, but there's no like homebrew unique like one-off shit that people do.
I think the
for
only
car show
yeah,
stuff, or
I think
car
the,
show stuff a lot of the time.
Yeah, I think the only thing that would make car shows here like or I guess like anywhere super exciting is if I don't know, more stuff like sex specs, like that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah,
like bring back all that kind of stuff. Like the super.
Have you seen the way
things.
He dresses? Of course, he's
yeah.
in a sex cars.
Yeah,
dude, I don't. Cool. I don't disagree that they're cool, and I like seeing them every once in a while. But I don't. I don't know if I could handle going to a car show that was just sex spec cars.
But I'm saying like that kind of style of. Stuff.
But that kind of style is
yeah.
one style that I'll accept. That
like,
you don't drive the shit out of.
Yeah,
like
not just common.
You're,
stuff.
But you're like putting unique stuff into it. Like you're making it.
Like all like things
you're
like
making
Ultras
it art
and stuff like.
Extent.
That
Ultrace is a fantastic
yeah,
show.
Yeah, that should be the thing that paves the path for everyone.
Yeah.
Yes. I would say that's probably yeah. the best car show in existence right now.
Yeah.
That's like consistently going on.
Without a doubt. That'd be a super sick thing to go to.
The one in Australia too, the one that Dated does media.
Yeah.
Fuck, what's that show called?
I can't remember now.
Whatever that one is. There's a really sick one in Australia.
Was it whatever it's called, the German one? I think it's shut down now. They don't do it anymore. But it's all like Volkswagen, Audi, Vag stuff. Yeah, let's get to a Vag meet.
My favorite kind.
A Vag meet?
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of Subarus.
No, I think that's a vape meet.
True.
It's yeah,
a bunch of cross tricks.
We're talking about you, Spenny.
Yes. He doesn't vape anymore.
I'm disappointed. I guess he's got the Miata going again, so.
Oh, wait, no. I'm thinking of Shelby. Never mind. I'm an idiot.
Oh.
Yes, Spenny, sorry. I was thinking of Shelby for some reason.
Yeah. Shelby's awesome.
I love Shelby.
Shelby
is dope.
At events. He is.
I think he's a podcast listener. I think.
Is he?
Awesome. He every time he has the camera out filming his vlog, he will talk about the fact that I'm a podcast host.
I could be in the darkest hole and seeing him in public would pull me back to reality.
Yeah,
dude,
he is
like the biggest
awesome.
Ball of joy ever.
Yeah,
he is awesome.
He is. Yeah.
He must have some demons.
He's got YouTube. Everybody
he must,
yes.
Yes, he also has YouTube.
Yeah,
he's got some vlogs.
He's got some good videos
there.
He's been filming Brett.
He's been filming Brett. So we were talking about Brett earlier and how well he's doing his Spec D. If you want to see in pro comps. I don't think he's going to do the rest of Spec D.
No?
I don't think he has the money to be traveling out to BC twice. He might. I hope he does, but I don't think that's the plan for
can
him.
Can someone get a
but,
bank statement so we can fact check that?
But yes, if you want to see the behind the scenes of Brett's team, then go to Shelby's YouTube channel.
And how he's doing too, because he
and
has...
How
Forster that he drifts.
He does have Forster that he drifts.
Super sick. I've got
yes.
to drive it as well, and the thing feels insane.
Really?
Yeah, you let me drive
it.
I
would like to drive that car.
I'm drove
very
it
curious
once.
About it.
I drove it when it was still a stance car, because me and him for... So I had driven a midnight rev up in Calgary, and it was like 2 days before, and we were wrapping his car, and we had pulled like 48 hours straight. I got 2 hours of sleep, and then he was falling asleep with the wheel all the way back at at like midnight, and he's like, Michael, you have more sleep than me. And that was just because I took a nap at the car show. I got to drive it back, which is a a stance car at like midnight while you're sleep deprived is a terrifying.
That's an awful combination.
Because it wants to go off the road so fucking bad.
You have
bad.
To fight it.
Yeah. It was
did
a
you
riot
pull out
to
your
drive.
Trick?
Overlap.
Do you want to talk about your trick? I don't think that's TM. Well, I don't think that's too much for Spotify.
No,
I don't think.
This is Hood Scoops After Hours. yeah, so long story short, if you're falling asleep at the wheel, just masturbate.
No.
Yes.
Yes, but there is a key here
you
that you're leaving out.
Yes, you have
edge.
To edge. You cannot finish. You'll fall asleep at the wheel and die.
Yes.
But, yeah, pull that bad boy out. You'll get home safely.
Yep.
Yep. That's that.
So much less funny when I'm telling people not face-to-face.
I kind of just sound
like a sexual pervert.
The people at home are, well, the people that are listening are crying. I guarantee you that.
That's true.
Because you killed Corey and Marco with that at the shop. Because I love, this is my favorite thing, it's making jokes, referring to that around other people. Because they, like, laugh at first, and then they think about it, and they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then I go, yeah, that's a real story. And then I just hand it off to Michael.
The whole
and
story.
And they're like, what?
The whole story is I was 16. I had just gotten my license, and I was working at Superstore. And it was the Christmas rush, and I stayed late till, like, midnight. And it was, like, snowing out and unsafe, and I was falling asleep at the wheel. And it was from Spruce Grove to Devon, so there's no Tim Hortons on the way there. And I just...
Yes, that is one key fact for one person.
And I had school the next day. Yeah. Busted that move out.
Yep.
But didn't bust.
No, didn't bust. Because then you'll die.
Yep.
God forbid you sneeze and bust at the same time.
Oh my
wow.
God.
Have you seen that guy on TikTok that takes like the piss jugs and like slams them together and he's like, piss volcano. That was a crazy jump. Yeah. That is all I can think
crazy
of.
Crazy thing to say. And is, also, yes, I do know what you're talking about.
Thank God. Thank God. It's not just me spinning down a long, dark hole.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the piss vortex?
In the piss vortex.
In the piss vortex.
Yeah.
That's what
I
would picture sneezing.
I don't know
in.
How we got there.
Yeah. That's what I would picture sneezing and coming like.
My buddy took a screenshot.
Yep. Well,
let's go to bed.
Pretty well an hour.
What an awful topic to end on. I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay.
I'm better than that
it'll
in person.
It'll keep the people wanting more.
Yeah, we just edged that one.
Oh, about to hit a gooner goodnight.
That's true. It's late. I got a long drive home.
I hated both of those sentences so much. Oh my god. Follow us all the places. Michael?
Follow me nowhere. Not on social media.
Cole
Holds.
Yep.
That's pretty much it everywhere.
Cole Holds these dicks.
Alright, fuck me.
Whoa.
Ask nicer.
Yep. Follow SoulCorp. Jovi, Triple S. Me.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
I'm
gonna fuck myself.
Matt Counting.
Well, you don't really post anything.
You're not on social media, really. You
I
can
am
post
right,
about the run.
I
you
am
follow
right
me
now.
Mac in
yeah.
person.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Yes, we haven't mentioned it yet this time. As we've mentioned every other time,
oh, yeah.
Mac is running for Sick Kids and they want margaritas, so go donate.
And I hit my fundraising goal yesterday.
And go do follow Mac on Instagram.
You're still allowed
to
donate.
She is currently posting, although she goes dark after this month.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised.
I'm currently running. I hit my fundraising goal. Will continue to run, so you should continue to donate.
Yes.
I just upped the goal so we can buy the kids even more margaritas.
Perfect.
I gave you my last $10.
Jovi is already warming up his tires on the sim right now.
No, I'm not. I'm playing with the wheel. I'm really tired.
I know.
Got a trick for that.
He's behind the wheel, so it's fitting.
Have a good day, everybody.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Bye.
Bye.